On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, plastics that degrade naturally could be a lifesaver for our planet. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Richard Gross, professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biology, looks into how to get there.
Synthetic plastics are made from oil, a fact that poses a number of problems. They aren't easily degraded by microbes. Furthermore, only 10% of disposed plastics are reused. But even worse, they are often downcycled, lowering their value. Disposed downcycled products then enter landfills where they remain for hundreds of years. We desperately need plastics that have the performance benefits of synthetic materials, but that can be broken down by safe and mild processes to their original building blocks for reuse. My lab is pursuing this goal through several strategies. We are developing fully biodegradable bio-based polymers with properties that resemble polyethylene. We have improved the efficiency of a naturally occurring enzyme that breaks down PET to its building blocks, a process that allows for multiple cycles of PET reuse as high-quality PET. And now we are extending these strategies to other high-volume synthetic plastics. For example, since polystyrene and phenylformaldehyde resins resemble natural lignin, we are using natural lignin degrading enzymes to catalyze their breakdown. Plastic pollution is a real threat to our environment. Plastic islands have formed in our oceans, and microplastics are entering our food chain and threaten marine life. It is critical that we focus on effective options for plastic multi-cycle reuse so that plastic waste moves from a problem to a profitable resource.
That was Richard Gross of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.